Together they climbed into the rigging, and Finbar pointed directly on the course they were heading.
There's a sight you can tell your grandmice about. Look at the hole in the sea, Joseph.
The sight took Joseph's breath away. Less than a sea league southwest was a gigantic whirlpool, more than 10 ship lengths wide, a complete circle, whirling around like a tornado with a massive hole at its centre. The roaring noise increased until it filled the air for miles around. Finbar's single eye watched it impassively.
Few creatures have ever seen it and lived. 'Tis called the Green Maelstrom. See there, it spins off south, creating the fastest part of the current they call Roaring Burn.
Redoubtable as he was, Joseph found himself trembling with fear at the unknown hole in the deep.
But we're heading straight for it,
he said.
We'll be sucked in.
Finbar's scarred face was grim as he grabbed Joseph's paw.
Trust me, the Gaeldeed knows what he's about. It's not my ship that'll be pulled over the edge of the Green Maelstrom. No, that's where Shaloo's bound for.
Joseph was horror-struck.
Shaloo has 2 crews aboard her,
he cried. The Sea Otter's face quivered with emotion. Joseph was not sure whether it was sea spray or tears he saw running down from Finbar's single eye.
Aye, 2 crews of murdering, torturing, fate-forsaken sea rats. I was the only one escaped when they captured Pearl Queen. They killed my old crew, wife, and 2 sons as well. Left me for dead. But it takes more than sea rats to finish Finbar gale deep. You can lay to that. Now get below and follow me orders to the word, or we'll all find out what the earth below the high seas looks like.
Captain Strap was laying about with the flat of his cutlass at the rats crowding the bows.
Get back, you shell-brained slackers. Wait till I gives the word. Go and shove on more sail. You're slowing the vessel by all piling up here. Belay and get back, I say.
Rapsnout came scurrying forward, still grinning.
Captain, Captain, looks like Pearl Queen's floundering. She's limping like a lame duck with all sails on the starboard side slack.
Strap was jubilant at this sudden stroke of luck.
Ah, she ain't going nowheres. Aye, where are you lot off to? Get back up far there. Stand by with weapons and grappling hooks. Running with this scale, we'll over alongside her in no time.
A rat in the rigging on lookout began shrieking.
Well, Captain, there's a big hole in the sea.
Strap shook his head in mock despair.
You've been up there too long, Trangle. Come on down.
But the lookout persisted.
I never seen nothing like it, Captain, of the southwest. Can't you hear the noise it's making?
Strap could ignore the warning no longer, even though Shaloo was upwind of the maelstrom. At first he thought the roaring of the vortex was thunder. But there had been no lightning flashes. The Corsair captain hauled himself high into the forepeak rigging to take a look. Most of the crew did too. And the sight of the colossal whirlpool caused chaos.